to carry on.
Hi, this is Karen Schomer, formerly of The Schomer Show. You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
Tune in to the WGXC 10th anniversary and celebrate 10 years of your friends and neighbors making radio with you and for you. The WGXC 10th Anniversary Pledge Drive is from February 15 to February 28, 2021. Visit our website at wavefarm.org/donate or call 518-697-7400 to become a sustaining supporter at just 17 cents a day or $5 a month. Please help us make sure Creative Community Radio stays on the air for another 10 years. Call now, 518-697-7400, or visit our website, wavefarm.org/donate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
Wave Farm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Delmar Wellness Center of Alachua, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
What else do DJs get? I mean, we're just voices in the air, but we're what makes radio live. And what do we get for it? Seems like every year you pack everything up, move to another town. Gets harder and harder to find a station that'll let you program music you want to play. And, well, you're 40 and there's some kid half your age who will take your job and do it for half the money. And then you find yourself making silly demands. Free coffee. But that's my little moment of honesty, so we can get back to the nonsense.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek Presents Forgotten One Hitters on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Catskill, Hudson. This is Corey McCaslin, and this is also the WGXC Winter 2021 10th Anniversary Pledge Drive. As we enter our second decade, we're looking to add 30 new sustaining donors to keep live local radio on the air, and this year's there's an extra incentive. New sustaining supporters and current monthly sustainers who increased their donation during this drive, currently scheduled to run through the 28th, we'll receive a free ticket to our 10th anniversary drive-in event at the Greenville Drive-In on May 26th. That celebration will include Stephen Merritt of the Magnetic Fields, Anna Frizz, Brian DeWan, Jen Cutler, Lunar Moss, and Jess Spear, as well as DJ sets from DJ Var, Battlefield Earth, Mayuka Fujino, and others. Go to WGXC.org/donate or call in at 518-697-7400. Sustainance donations start at as little as $5 a month. Of course, one-time donations are still graciously accepted, and all are tax-deductible. Heading into Geek Speak, that's WGXC.org/donate or 518-697-7400. The Greatest is getting a doc series, also currently titled that. Deadline reporter Michael B. Jordan and Roc Nation are developing an Amazon streaming miniseries docudrama chronicling the life of Muhammad Ali, though Jordan has said he won't play the lead due to his association with a certain next-gen fictional boxer. Coming off her directorial debut One Night in Miami, Regina King will go from next-gen Watchman to iconic Congresswoman. The Hollywood Reporter breaking that she'll be the titular Shirley, John Ridley's dramatization of Shirley Chisholm's 1972 presidential campaign, slated to shoot later this year. This is on top of Uzo Aduba's recent betrayal on FX's Mrs. America and competing biopic The Fight in Shirley Chisholm. In addition to the February 26th debut of his new Hulu film The United States vs. Billie Holiday and his developing Wonder Years reimagining, Lee Daniels is also exec producing the pilot and potential series readaptation of Sam Greenlee's novel The Spook Who Sat by the Door, previously adapted into a 1972 film concerning a fictional first black agent recruited by the CIA who sidelined into tokenism. Our first set in this installment of One Hitters covering 1957 to 1958 starts with Nick Todd, brother of Pat Boone, covered 50s scene stock song number 3, aka Danny and the Juniors at the Hop.
Roll it, do the stop and even stroll it at the hop, 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 hop. When the record starts to spin and you chalipso with your chicken at the hop, 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 hop. Do the dance sensation and sweep in the nation at the hop, 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 hop. Let's go to the hop,
oh baby.
Let's go to the hop,
oh baby.
Let's go to the hop,
oh baby.
Let's go to the hop. Let's go to the hop. Well, you can swing it, you can groove it, you can really start to move it at the hop. Where the jumping is the smoothest and the music is the coolest at the hop. All the cats and the chicks can get their kicks at the hop. Let's go! Let's go to the hop.
Oh, baby.
Let's go to the hop.
Oh, baby.
Let's go to the hop.
Oh, baby.
Let's go to the hop. Let's go to the hop. Well, you can rock it, you can roll it, you can stop and even stroll it at the hop, hop, hop. When the record starts spinning, you can lift the whip, you're kicking at the hop, hop, hop. Do the dance sensation that is sweeping the nation at the hop, 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 hop. You can swing it, you can groove it, you can really start to move it at the hop. Where the jumping is the smoothest and the music is the coolest at the hop. All the cats and the chicks can get their kicks at the hop. Let's go! Let's go to the hop.
Oh, baby.
Let's go to the hop.
Oh, baby.
Let's go to the hop.
Oh, baby.
Let's go to the hop.
Darling, and I hope someday you'll be mine.
set today began with Nick Todd's cover of At the Hop, which peaked at number 21 on the Billboard Top 40 on February 10, 1958. That was followed by Buzz, Buzz, Buzz from the Hollywood Flames, topping out at number 20 on the charts on January 27, 1958. Lastly, but not leastly, was the original recording of Lollipop by interracial duo Ronald and Ruby, peaking on April 14, 1958 at number 20. The song was covered up by the more well-known reasons behind it being more popular suck, but better than Pat Boone's little Richard Whitewashing Cordettes version. What became of Lee Ronald Morris is sadly unknown, but Beverly Ruby Ross went on to become a successful songwriter of songs for Leslie Gore and Roy Orbison, among others. HBO's adaptation of The Last of Us found its two leads in different corners of Westeros. Bella Ramsey, formerly show stealer Liana Mormont, and the ever-busy Pedro Pascal will portray Ellie and Joel in Craig Mazin and original game writer Neil Druckmann's adaptation of the zombie apocalypse game. One of the projects George R.R. Martin swears isn't keeping him from finishing Acre around his neck is closer to fruition. Gizmodo reports he'll exec produce HBO's adaptation of Roadmarks, Roger Zeleny's 1979 novel concerning a time-travel-capable highway, Walking Dead and Discovery vet Kalinda Vasquez showrunning. Not so fast on that might as well call it Spider-Verse live talk, says current web-slinger Tom Holland, who denied to Esquire that predecessors Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield will join him in the third MCU Spider-Man installment. Also not so fast at the corners of Star Wars fandom either hoping or fearing Rian Johnson's journey with the franchise was done, as Johnson told USA Today, his long-predicted non-Skywalker-based film trilogy is still on track, merely delayed due to commitments like the Knives Out sequel. The countdown to when the following genre legend enters that galaxy far, far away begins, as the live feed reports Ron Moore has left longtime home Sony Pictures Television for the mouse-owned 20th Television. The Trek Galactica vet will stay aboard Outlander and For All Mankind, but starting with a John M. Chu co-developed Swiss Family Robinson series, it's expected to put his stamp on other Disney IP. In a further sign of taking the Captain America Civil War approach to its source material, the Flash Flashpoint film has added a new cinematic story, Supergirl, to a story I'm pretty sure Kara wasn't originally in, but then neither was Michael Keaton Batman. Anyway, Emmy-nominated Sasha Cawley of The Young and the Restless will betray the super cousin. Also getting a recast is Constantine. Variety reporting J.J. Abrams and HBO Max are developing a new series that will emphasize the classic Hellblazer comics horror tone over prior adaptations' focus on the religious aspects, and tie into the also-in-development Justice League Dark series. But not going forward is the possible future wielder of the Lasso of Truth. Producer Daylan Rodriguez tweeting that the CW has passed on a Wonder Girl series focused on the just-introduced Future State Comics timeline Latina Wonder Woman successor Dreamer Yara Flor. But the CW will be giving us the grim and gratification of the Powerpuff Girls, giving us straight the series order for Diablo Cody and iZombie producer Heather Regener's live-action sequel series reuniting the now 20-something disillusioned superheroines. Finally, the understandable trepidation that comes with the name Tim Burton nowadays being attached to Adam's Family also now comes with a resigned sigh of course they're doing it, yeah, give it a chance, but still. Netflix tweeted the official announcement of Wednesday, which will see the beloved daughter of Gomez, Morticia, attending a private school and dealing with her burgeoning psychic powers and investigating a dark mystery from her family's past. So, basically, Tim Burton, Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Okay, trying to find a bright lining. Oh, look over there at the Beelzebubs, the in-development animated adaptation of J.P. Honen's webcomic about a death metal singer raising his family in suburbia while seeking stardom. Let's hope that gets picked up. Before we head into our second one-hitter set, a reminder to go to wgxc.org/donate or make a call to 518-697-7400 if you want to help WGXC during our Winter 2021 pledge drive. We seek to increase sustaining donorship by 30 new contributors, along with the also welcome one-time donations. New and upgrading sustained donors will be rewarded with a ticket to May 26th 10th anniversary drive-in event at the Greenville Drive-In, featuring artists including Stephen Merritt and Anna Frizz, along with, among others, and DJ sets from Lunar Moss, Mayuko Fujino, and more. Those donations once again can be arranged through 518-697-7400, wgxc.org/donate, or via snail mail to WGXC care of Wave Farm, P.O. Box 13, Agra, New York 12405. Next up is Bobby Hendricks with Itchy Twitchy Feeling.
Sitting here wondering what it's all about. This rock and roll music that makes you shout. You tune in on Bandstand, they're jumping like mad. And they're dancing, they're doing it, don't look bad. You get that itchy twitchy feeling. You start a rocking and a reeling.
Rocking and a reeling.
Soon your arms and legs start flapping like a hound dog mouth be yakking. You're rocking and a rolling. You don't understand it, but it sure feels nice. You thought you might try it, but once or twice. You started with that dance they call the stroke, but you felt much better doing rock and roll. You get that itchy, twitchy feeling. You start a rocking and a reeling. Soon your arms and legs start flapping like a hound dog mouth be yakking. You're rocking and a rolling. You start a rocking and a reeling.
Rocking and a reeling.
Soon your arms and legs start flapping like a hound dog mouth be yapping. You're rocking and a rolling. I don't understand it, why you go go out. There must be something about this music that I don't know. I went to a hop and it didn't take long. I got the feeling something was a going wrong. You got that itchy twitchy feeling. You start a rocking and a reeling.
Rocking and a reeling.
Soon your arms and legs start flapping like a hound dog mouth be yapping. You're rocking and rolling. Soon your arms and legs start flapping like a hound dog mouth be yapping. You're rocking and rolling. Soon your arms and legs start flapping like a hound dog mouth be yapping.
beware of the blob. It creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps.
Welcome back to the winter 2021 Pledge Drive edition of Forgotten Geek, Forgotten One Hitters on WGXC 90.7 FM. Just heard The Blob by The Five Blobs, which hit number 33 on November 3rd, 1958. Prior to that was The Gone All-Stars with 7-Eleven, peaking on March 3rd, 1958 at number 30. Before that was Raunchy by Bill Justice, going all the way to number 2 on December 16th, 1957 on the Billboard charts. Set started with Bobby Hendrix singing about that itchy twitchy feeling, which peaked at number 25 on October 6, 1958. Next set begins with Baubles, Bangles, and Beads by Kirby Stone 4.
Baubles, bangles, hear how they ring, jingling, baubles, bangles, bright shiny beads. Sparkles, spangles, her heart will ring, jingling, wearing baubles, bangles, and beads. She'll glitter and gleam, so make somebody dream, so that someday I may. Shiny beads.
She's neat. Go home after school, put my best suit on, borrow dad's car, then I'll be gone. Can't be late, cause I can't make her wait. Well, I'm telling you now, she's the cutest little gal. She's neat. I repeat. Without her, all I do is think about her. Stop by her house, say, come on, let's go. Then we'll take off for the movie show. Her perfume wipes away all my gloom. She'd get your pride just to have her by my side. She's neat. I repeat. She's neat. Don't know what to do without her, all I do is think about her. After the show, then we'll meet the crowd at the soda shop where the music's loud. All too soon, we'll go home, meet the moon. Then we'll kiss goodnight, after that I'll be inside. She's neat. I repeat. She's neat. Don't know what to do without her, all I do is think about her. Date with her, I'll see. Fight and fight with all my might to make another date for next Saturday night. She's neat. I repeat. She's neat. Don't know what to do without her, all I do is think about her. She's sweet, makes the life so complete. She's sweet, makes the life so complete. She's sweet, makes the life so complete. She's neat. She's sweet, makes the life so complete. She's sweet, makes my life so complete. She's sweet, makes the life so complete. She's neat.
Wow.
I'm just a sitting in the balcony, just a watching of the movie. Or maybe it's a symphony, I wouldn't know.
Your love I keep to ride. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. Do I, do I?
The preceding block began with the Kirby Stone 4's Baubles, Bangles, and Beads, which hit number 25 on the charts on July 28, 1958. After that, Dale Wright and the Rockets' She's Neat, which went to number 38 on February 24th, 1958, after which Johnny D was Sitting in the Balcony, also hitting number 38 a year earlier on March 16th, and then closed out with It's Been a Long Time, Pretty Baby by Gino and Gina, peaking at number 20 on June 23rd, 1958. These trips deeper down the rabbit hole of one-hit wonders, just like the rest of my show and all your other favorites, are possible thanks to listeners like you. Couldn't help it, but I hope we've played a part in keeping this community together during times like these. It's helped me keep it together recording the show from home instead of getting out of the house to broadcast live at Hilo, something I look forward to returning to do once it's possible. And you'll know that day has come when you hear the regular Deep Space Nine theme instead of the Dominion War theme opening the show. WGXC is looking for 30 new sustaining donors to further secure the bedrock of this station. Those joining or increasing their current contribution will get a ticket to the 10th anniversary event at the Greenville Drive-In on May 26th, joining programmers, artists, and DJs to celebrate a decade of WGXC. Just go to wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400. Repeating, call 518-697-7400. Or click over to wgxc.org/donate to make a sustaining or one-time donation, or upgrade if you're already a sustaining donor. The penultimate set today begins with When the Boys Talk About the Girls by Valerie Carr.
After midnight, when the boys talk about the girls, oh my darling, what do you say? Do you tell them that you love me? After midnight, when the boys talk about the girls, oh my darling, do you tell them little secrets that you shouldn't? After midnight, when the boys talk about the girls, do they say we won't last? And when a week or two has passed, do they telling you by then we'll love somebody new? Oh my darling, don't believe them, keep repeating our love's different. That's what I do when the girls talk about the boys. That's what I do when the girls talk about the boys. After midnight, when the girls talk about the ball. In my heart, must I have sleepless nights and endless days? Oh, love, you took my heart and ran away. The love we knew. Why did we have to part?
Sylvia, I'm helpless without you, dear. I just wish your little heart could hear what's in my heart.
Must I sleepless nights and endless days? Oh, love, you took my heart and ran away. Yeah, 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 you bewildered. I need your guiding hand.
Don't you know?
I'll never understand.
Wishing, wishing, wishing
go on a moonlight swim, far away from the crowd, all alone upon the beach. Our lips and our arms close within each other's reach. We'll be on a moonlight swim. Let's go on a moonlight swim. To the raft we can race, and for just a little while I'll sit and pretend that you're on a desert isle with me on a moonlight swim. Though the air is cold with kisses oh so sweet, I'll keep you warm, so very warm, from head to feet. Let's go on a moonlight swim. We're in love and above there's a crazy gold balloon that sits winking down and inviting us to come on in on a moonlight swim. Though the air is cold with kisses oh so sweet, I'll keep you warm, so very warm, from head to feet. Let's go on a moonlight swim. We're in love and above there's a crazy gold balloon that sits winking down and inviting us to come on in.
Won't you come
on a moonlight swim? On a moonlight swim.
Just heard the first non-singer by trade to appear in this series, as Anthony Perkins as Tony Perkins hit number 24 on October 7th, 1957, singing about a moonlight swim years before he managed the Bates Motel. Before that was the Vox Poppers' Wishing for Your Love, peaking on Billboard at number 18 on May 5th, 1958. Mickey and Sylvia sang Love is Strange prior to that, which got up to number 11 on March 2nd, 1957. That all started with When the Boys Talk About the Girls by Valerie Carr, peaking on June 9th, 1958 at number 19. Closing out with another call to action to get WGXC 30 more sustaining donors during this winter pledge drive. Allow us to continue bringing you news, music, and voices from the community we serve and live in. New donors starting as low as $5 and upgrading donors will get a ticket to May 26th, 10th anniversary drive-in event at the Greenville Drive-In, with artists and DJs including Brian DeWan, Stephen Merritt, Jen Cutler, Lunar Moss, Jess Spear, DJ Var, Battlefield Earth, and more besides that and to come. 518-697-7400 and WGXC.org/donate are where to go to help sustain us through ongoing or one-off contributions. Once more, WGXC.org/donate or 518-697-7400. Show your support for WGXC from Wave Farm. Today's final one-hitter set begins with the Melisizwe Brothers cover of Rockin' Robin, followed by ALT and the Lost Civilizations rap remake of Tequila, and concludes with Clint Robinson's metal rendition of Purple People Eater.
Rockin' Robin, my homie Jim Beam. We were kind of blitzed and we were trying to behave, yo. When in walked a soldier, he was from the fuzzy naval. We were falling, stumbling, crawling. Here came the police, Captain Tom Collins. And the vital said, freeze. He said, hands in the air and hand over your keys. Now we did, and that was kind of simple. Now here came Margarita and her friend Shirley Temple. I asked my friend about Margarita. He said that Shirley was a virgin and I wouldn't want to meet her. So I talked to Margarita cause yo, she was flyer. I took her to the coast cause I wanted to screwdrive her. Now I'm not one for a speech, but there was plenty of tequila and sex on the beach, y'all. Tequila. Tequila. I'm a French Mexican, but I kick it with white Russians at the bar with a drink in my hand. In walked Jose Cuervo, went with Margarita's man. I talked to the wise man, cause yo, he's distinguished. His name is St. Ives, and he spoke in old English. He said, you better think fast, cause Jose is kinda crazy, and I heard he shot glass. He gave me some advice, and it went like this, yo. Catch the night train and head up to Cisco. I didn't wanna stick around. I caught the 151 to New York, the Greyhound. Now I'm at the Red Zone, everybody's styling. Showbiz was sipping iced teas on Long Island. I blacked out, the party came to a halt, cause I was drinking the tequila with the lemon and salt, y'all. Tequila. Tequila. I woke up in the morning and felt like a zombie. The tequila gold label had bombed me. You see, I woke up late, I wasn't feeling so great. And Mike said, there's a Bacardi party starting at 8. Yo, we walked in the party and started playing our games. We played tops, buzzing quarters with bottles and chains. Here came Shirley Temple and they told me to chill, because the Mickey brothers took her up to Strawberry Hill. They took $1,000 mink and she could barely think, cause the tequila that she drank had a tickle pink. Now the music came on and I rocked the instrumental. There's a groupie named Mai Tai, a fly oriental. A groupie is a girl that jocks. She wore the deaf black velvet and drank scotch on the rocks. We had a fake marriage, now here's the honeymoon. Yo, it's on Vagabone at the Blue Lagoon. Now everybody take a couple words from the wise. A girlie and a bottle, tequila sunrise. Tequila.
Rock, a really rockin' around. It was a crazy little ditty with a swingin'